Welcome to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, 89.1 FM, where we explore the people, stories, and events in Central Iowa. And today, we're going to continue our exploration of local music in Central Iowa with Rick Exner and our special guest, Aaron O'Neill. And your hosts for today are...
Marty Miller is hosting with...
Susan Franzen.
Yes, and we are having such a good time already.
Already? We haven't even heard a note.
I know, but it's so great to have these friends of ours that are such good musicians right here to do good music for us. And I can guarantee you this is going to be good because I've known them for so long. We played together. Great, great evening.
Yes.
Okay.
How do you want to begin, Rick?
Before we start, you know, Rick is on guitar, Aaron is on fiddle, and are you going to do some vocals, guys?
Just Rick.
Rick does vocals. Yeah. I've played music with Rick for many years, and he's written some great stuff, so. Okay.
We have to apologize. I suppose this is bad for him to apologize before we start playing, but Aaron had a long drive and a little bit longer than she anticipated, and we just barely had time for salad and chicken, and it was either that or practice, so we ate. So
good decision, right.
If you want to start with a song, if you're eager to do that, but we have another guest I haven't introduced yet because he's way over on the other side of the room, is Pat Schlarbaum, another producer of Local Talk and a naturalist who brings a different kind of music to
us.
And
I have the exciting role.
Yes.
To include all our listeners as potential members to the KHOY community. We're building community through communication, and please call 515-292-2878. That's 292-2878 to share your appreciation for this great show. Let's get the music going.
Okay, yeah. Let's go.
Dusty Daniel.
Okay. That's not Dusty Daniel,
really. That's fine, yeah.
Take it for first. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, folks, you just listened to some of the best old-timey Americana music. You know, I nearly grabbed Susan here and started to dance because this is really dance music, you know. Square dance music, contra dance music. Our ancestors did this for many years, and here we got some of the best here example of nice, wonderful music here.
And I've played more than a few dances behind Erin, and I'll tell you, she puts out those dance tunes, probably a little more up-tempo than this, to get folks dancing.
That's right.
And she carries it while her mom's probably teaching dances, and Tom, her dad's in there somewhere playing guitar or helping with the dancing. And
that's right.
Just good times.
Yes, the O'Neill family is well known for their dance, you know, backgrounds, and they were here in Ames. They were here in Ames, and you know, one of the founders, the Onion Creek Cloggers. Rick and I were in the original Onion Creek Clogger band way back. I can't
the
even,
original.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not one of those, you know, revival Onion Creek Clogger
band. The original one here before Erin was even born. And so then the O'Neills moved away and they continued though their love of music where they went.
That's one of the really wonderful things about you're being able to listen to this on the radio, because we are a little crowded here in even though our very spacious studio, but you can just roll up your rug or go to a nice surface and just dance along with this music as it comes along. And the idea of this week, our first ever membership drive, is for you to feel a personal connection to us, a connection that you recognize that the only way we can bring this music to you is for you to support us, because we don't have corporate sponsors and we aren't getting those wonderful capital grants anymore, because we have built our transformer and we've built our studios, which we're in, and we invite you to come down and see them. But we also want you to recognize that now we have big electric bills and regular tower bills and rent.
We all need to be sustainable,
Susan. That's right.
It's all about sustainability.
Sustainability, right.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's put out the welcome to all our listeners
There are three levels.
Yeah.
The regular member. Well, why don't you tell? You're
well,
here.
Well, the basic level of $40 annually, that will allow you the opportunity to feel a part of this community. Beyond that, there's the $100 pledge that you will be able to enjoy one of our wonderful coffee mugs and the T-shirt.
That's right. You can get a coffee mug with just a regular membership.
And it's hard to get too many of those coffee cups. But it's really the sustaining level of $250 annually. We're hoping to have 500 families, and that will achieve our sustainability to put on programming in a concerted manner and to welcome all musicians into the studios. It's great having Rick and it's great having you folks here this evening.
Yes.
So this is what it's all about.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We need to keep our music going, and that's for sure. And this is the station that can keep it going. You're not going to hear this type of music in other types of
so
stations.
So give us a call, 515-292-2878.
That's right.
That's 292-2878. Or you can go to the website, khoyfm.org. Or come right down to the studios. Excuse me, 410 Douglas, right across from the Octagon.
I think people are now pretty eager to get back to hearing the music.
Absolutely, I am.
Yeah.
I think I learned this tune from Erin's mom. It's called Belle of Lexington.
know, those
wonderful.
I know you out there in radio land can't see what's happening here. You know, can't see, but
good thing,
you, yeah. Well, let me tell you this. Here we have you hear a harmonica and a guitar and a fiddle, but there's only two players here. So here we have Rick here with a harmonica and playing the guitar at the same time. It's amazing here. It's amazing. And, I love it.
You're both quite talented.
Oh, yeah. You know,
it goes without saying.
You know about that, how talented. These type of musicians don't need to practice. I mean, when we get together and we jam, you just, Aaron will say, go ahead, we're going to do this and that. And we say,
Marty's
what
nose is growing. Yeah.
what gear are you in? That's what key are you in? So she'll say G, D, something mm-hmm. like that, and off we go.
That first quote-unquote old-timey one that we did is called Barnyard, and it's an Aaron original off of her CD.
Mm-hmm. She does have a wonderful CD.
Mm-hmm. Which her family and another friend backed her up on, and they're all her own compositions. It's called, what is it?
Tunes from Mallory.
Tunes from Mallory.
Mallory, mm-hmm. Minnesota is a dead town. It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
But I live there.
So when you get to the town that isn't there anymore, turn off the highway.
Yeah.
I don't know, Aaron, can you think of anything else from that CD that you'd like to do?
Or? Could do the waltz, maybe.
What key's that one
yet,
in?
Or sure. October Roses in G.
In G, yeah. So sweet, so sweet. That's great. That's an original Aaron waltz. Yes. Comes right off her CD.
You know, Marty, being from the older generation, mm-hmm. you'll understand how disgusting it is when young people like this pick up the music so quickly and so beautifully.
Oh, yeah.
It's just... It just turns my stomach.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Too bad, right?
Get used to it, Gramps.
That's right. But it's beautiful and it's wonderful. We have young people doing this type of music here. And that's why we need, you know, our audiences, don't we? And we need our audiences to contribute to this station to keep things going, this kind of music going.
To all our listeners that normally appreciate local talk. In this hour,
absolutely.
This is a prime example of how the community will rise up and give us something kind of special for for these moments when we all become somewhat contemplative and realize it's time to fulfill our obligation as members.
That's right.
And we have a special bonus besides things like coffee mugs. We offer for 500 families, $20 a month contribution. We have a very, very nice weather radio, which has all kind of features I can... Yes. Do you know them all?
It charges it. You can, by cranking it, it charges it itself. Just tried mine out today. It has the USB port, so you can charge your phone. It also has a light. But it has wonderful reception. I was clear over by on the other side of the Des Moines River, and I had great reception today. So these are just fabulous radios. At the sustaining level of $250 annually, you'll be included as a member of the 500 families, and we love to ring the bell when we get those.
When
those folks join the community.
Do you know what key that's in?
Well, there's also another special thing, and that is we have a $5,000 matching grant. So all gifts, if you join at the basic member level of $40, the station will get $80. And if you do the 500, you know, of the 500 families and give the 250, the station gets $500. So this is really – this is the time to – make your donations go the farthest. And here somebody just handed me a sheet of the premiums. Say maybe Pat can read those.
Oh, yeah, with pleasure. A $1,200 pledge, dessert of the month. Each month for a year, Cynthia McClure will make a dessert for you for 5 to 8 people once a month. She will take your special nutrition needs into account. And Cynthia is one of the producers with Local Talk and very prominent here at the station as a reporter for Local Talk and a producer for musicals and KHOI Previews the Arts. At the $1,000 pledge, now this is a queen-sized quilt custom made for you by Greta Anderson. Greta is also a reporter and a producer with Local Talk and the Heart of Iowa. And the $40 membership includes Tom and Doug CDs. The Tom and Doug Show airs on KHOI Mondays at 8:30 p.m. and Saturdays at 11:30 p.m. Tom lives in New Jersey, but Doug Gentile of Tom and Doug is our own here in Ames, where he's associate professor of psychology at Iowa State University. Although when he does the radio show, he is a rock star, at the very least, in his own mind. So, and at $100, Donna Lana homemade carrot posh cake. One must already have been joined as a member at the minimum of $40 prior to bidding on the carrot cake. Bidding begins at $75. See the bidding sheet. Donna and Lana kitchen airs Tuesdays at noon and 7 p.m.
I'm getting hungry just thinking about
that. These are just fabulous, aren't they? And at the $250 or more level, we get the hand crank AM/FM radio, and that also includes a T-shirt and the mug, and the on-air announcement will be, and you get to hear the bell. So let's all join in. What a great set of premiums! This is what builds success. This is a wonderful membership drive.
I think we better stop talking about desserts and listen to some music. Yeah. These people just get.
Well, I was going to say one reason Erin's grown into such a great musician is she had music all around her when she was growing up, and it was just part of family life playing together. And I was fortunate in that way myself. This particular tune is named after one of her older brothers. I think they're musically they're supposed to be him falling down or something. Mm. Is that the deal?
I don't know the story.
Yeah. Your dad wrote this one, right?
Yeah.
Dusty Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
You want to start it off? Or?
You can go ahead.
Right. Yeah, I'll start Bill with Washington.
Rick Exner and Aaron O'Neill playing Dusty Daniel. And this is KHOI Community Radio, 89.1 FM, Story City, Ames and surrounding area. And that's our legal ID. And your hosts for today are Marty Miller and Susan Franz. And our special producer guest and is Pat Schlarbaum.
Yeah, and what a pleasure it is to join this great music. This local talk has really built its constituency. So we're kind of changing our format somewhat this evening for organizing our pledge drive. This is our annual event to have each of the listeners that want to become members at the $40 a year level that qualifies you for a coffee mug that's just out of this world. But the, because they make everything taste so much better.
Even water
tastes better in the KHOI coffee mug. But please call 515-292-2878, 292-2878, and join the community of listeners that is establishing our credibility here in the 410 Ames Pantorium, 410 Douglas. But the membership also includes a $100 premium where you'll receive a great KHOI T-shirt with your coffee mug. And really the sustaining level is what we really want to focus upon. This is the commitment to ensure that KHOI's operating expenses can be covered each year. So be one of the 500 families at the $250 level. And you qualify for the AM-FM Great radio that has its own capability, batteries, and then rechargeable batteries by the handy crank. Thank you for that. Yeah, thank you for that.
So when the tornadoes are coming down and you've lost your power, you can still find out where they're headed.
Or if you're in the ditch in the snowstorm, like what's probably bound to happen.
Yeah, those days will be with us once again. Because it's also a weather radio. I didn't get a chance to try that out today. But it does have a USB capable of charging your cell phone also. So this is just a great premium at the $250 level.
And all gifts are matched dollar for dollar. So this is the time to give and help us along. And this is a great moment because up to this time we've been building our station, building our programming, and now we're ready to just turn on the lights. Yeah. But we need your help to do that.
Yeah, come down and enjoy these wonderful facilities that has all been volunteer construction that is just out of this world. So please call 515-292-2878. 292-2878. Let's get back to the music.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, talking about weather, though, you know, some weather is coming our way, right?
Yeah.
But Aaron is from even a northern state. Aaron, you're from?
Minnesota.
Okay, and that gets pretty cold up there, doesn't it?
Yep.
What do you do to keep warm? Play fiddle?
Well, it's East Grand Forks, which is like 70 miles from Canada.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's pretty cold, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Just used to it, I guess.
Do you enjoy cold weather?
I actually do.
Yep.
You were saying chopping wood was one activity.
Yeah, we've been pulling big trees down and hauling them up and chopping them up for wood.
The O'Neills are kind of unique because even Tom and Jean, the mother and father of this Aaron here, when they were looking for, Tom was looking for where he was going to go and work, you know, he's a professor. He actually was looking at cold states because they like cold weather. Yep, that's what he told me, so.
Well, and snow.
And snow, yeah. You get your share, don't you?
That's for sure.
That's right.
What I like about there is, Pat, you'd appreciate this, the pileated woodpeckers.
Oh, sure.
And once in a while, it'll be a bald eagle just careening over our heads.
Yeah, and the pileated, they're the largest of the woodpeckers. Mm, yeah. Boy,
impressive.
They make the woods sound like a jungle. They're amazing. Sure.
They're down in the bend.
They like crab apples.
They like crab apples.
Sure. Oh, they do. Yeah.
You're down in a bend of the, which river is it?
Red Lake River.
Red Lake, which runs into the Red River.
How often do you come to Ames, Sarah?
Not very often. I just decided to come suddenly.
This is great.
But my parents were both born here, so.
I
guess we have friends here.
Great.
Well, glad you came this weekend.
Yep, came a good weekend.
Okay, now we both know this tune, but we start at different places, so we'll see how we do on this. Thank you. That was Cowboy's Dream.
That's Cowboy's Dream. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. For not practicing, you guys do okay. You followed her pretty well,
that's,
Rick.
That's what playing with a professional is all about.
Yes, it is.
Wait, which one of us is a professional?
No, both professionals.
Yep.
Here. I don't know about that.
You're listening to Local Talk this evening with Aaron O'Neill and Rick Exner, the talented musicians that are here joining us in our fundraising efforts. So if you'd like to be a part of this community, please give us a call, 515-292-2878. Yeah. Local Talk is our standard, one of our programs that's aired each day at 7 a.m., at noon, and then at 7 p.m. On Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And it's this is a great shift from our format, but what a way to showcase our membership drive.
Yeah, yes, actually, normally we do our live show at 7 a.m. and then repeat it at noon and 7 p.m. And I say, I hope I said 7 a.m. I know we always are aware it's 7 a.m., I'll tell you. But today, since it was live, we figured we can't do the same show live three times with three different people pitching. So let's just do three different shows. Mm-hmm. And so this has given us an opportunity to have this great evening just when Aaron got into town, right?
Yeah.
Makes us feel like you just came for us, but I guess you had other reasons.
That's right.
But that's one of the wonderful things about having the spontaneity of community radio. I mean, we might have had a show we couldn't have moved out of the way, but it just happened that so here you are, and it's
that's right.
The way it's meant to be.
Yep.
Marty, the three of us were up in Lamar's late summer, and
yes, we were.
For the what was that? The traditional. What's the name of it?
Old time country music, festival.
Festival, right?
Oh, I sure.
Yes,
you fit right in there.
Wow.
Right,
well, sort of.
Almost anybody would. It's so diverse.
Yes, right. Okay. And the Onion Creek Cloggers, even the old timers like us, were there, and we celebrated an award that was given to the Onion Creek Cloggers for being, how many years? 30-some years?
35. 30. Going to be 35 next year.
Yeah.
How could she remember?
Yeah. I'm looking at her. I'm sorry.
I'm not even that old.
Yep. We were given, the Onion Creek Cloggers and the band was given an award for its entertaining and presentation of this type of music. So, and, you know, Ames is unusual because we've had so many of bands like this. The band that I'm in, Barn Owl Band, has been at least 30 years, too, playing dances, contra dance and square dance, you know, in Ames for many a year here. And then Porch Stompers, that's Rick's group here. And you,
Alice McGarry, Nate Kemperman, Merle Hall, and myself.
That's right. So we have great dance groups here playing this type of music that people could enjoy and dance to. And so we
Homegrown
need you all.
Musicians.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And this is a tune that Aaron taught me in Lamar's.
Oh, she did.
Which I liked a lot. I remember that much.
Yes.
Let's see how it goes again.
It's called Too Hot to Cook.
This is another Aaron original.
Too Hot to Cook.
Yep.
Is this on your CD? Or?
No, I wrote it after that.
Okay. Thank you. Absolutely. You know, just watching Rick here, his chord hand, his left hand, is going all over the place. Those are fast-moving chords. Yeah, there.
Because he couldn't find the right chords. Yeah.
Well, I thought those were very interesting
chords.
By
the end,
they were. You know, I said, wow, Rick really invented it.
Sue, I hope you got this recorded, because I'm going to have to practice it.
Yeah, a whole bunch of new chords there.
Yeah. Joining Susan Franson here with Local Talk this evening is Aaron O'Neill and Rick Exner. And Marty?
Marty Miller.
Marty Miller. Yep.
Marty Miller is my co-host.
Yes. Co-host.
He's keeping us going.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, this is music you just can't stop.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Can only interrupt it with membership pitches.
Yeah, and it's really important that I think our listeners engage this opportunity to strengthen our community through this type of communication. Our basic membership level is $40 annually, and with that you get a coffee mug, KHOI coffee mug. And that's by dialing 515-292-2878, 292-2878. And at the $100 premium level, there's a KHOI great black T-shirt with the coffee mug. But we're really striving for the 500 families, those that make that sustainable commitment to ensure that this station has the funding to pay the light bill, pay for this electricity, and pay for the operation of the studios. And we're right across from the Octagon, 410 Douglas. Stop in as you can. But we really want to encourage our listeners to adopt this commitment to join the 500 families that will ensure that KHOI 89.1 FM can live and keep the wolf from our door. We need to thrive now.
And speaking of wolves, Pat, to those of you who've listened to Local Talk in the Morning, is our phonology reporter. And maybe it's a bit much to people don't know about phonology to talk about it right now.
I can't even spell it.
But I believe that your last report was on the Sandhill Cranes, and I felt bad because are they gone? You were going to let us know.
Oh, actually, their numbers, it's an odd migration this year, Susan. I just checked this evening where they would normally have 100 at Otter Creek Marsh. They counted 18 today. And apparently this recent cold spell that we hear forecast, I think, is when the Sandhill Cranes are going to arrive over at Otter Creek Marsh. You can hear some of them, but the large number, generally they can get up to about 100 or 130 individuals over there. But that's still coming.
Oh, it's still coming.
Yeah.
Now, where is Otter Creek Marsh?
It's just east side of Tama, right off of Highway 30. There's a real nice viewing platform that the Fish and Wildlife Service funded, and you have the full expanse of the Eye River floodplain in front of you. It's a great destination, and it's right off Highway County Road 76, just off of New 30. But it's a great place to hear Sandhill Cranes, and Sandhill Cranes can also be enjoyed down at Chautauqua, which is just down the road to the southeast of us here in northeast Polk County, southeast Story County. So the cranes are coming. They're a great featured species for Iowa to enjoy.
But now let's – you have a cut of their song, which or their sound,
yeah.
Which I don't have. And it's not exactly the music music.
It's quite primordial. I think Aldo Leopold was very eloquent in describing it. It harkens an era when dinosaurs were roaming the land. They're truly that remarkable. They were a long time gone, over 100 years, about 98 years. But in 1992, they returned as a nesting species, and it was a result of all the wetland work that had been accomplished along the Iowa River. So it's really one of those harbingers, a species that Iowans can be proud of. And it's nice to have the opportunity to feature them in Local Talk, as you say, the phonologies that we try to keep people current and up to date. Mm-hmm. But we'll be running that real soon. I'll probably run it tomorrow evening.
You know, folks, yeah. Just listen to this radio station and you'll learn more on this radio station than any other station around here. So You know, this is an education for me tonight. Thank you.
Well, let's have all the listeners make a commitment to join. Give us a call at 515-292-2878. That's 292-2878. Let's get back to the music.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, we always end up a dance with a waltz, and then for the fanatics who hang on after that, probably a polka. But so we thought we'd do a waltz here. This is just a good old standard, The Night on the Water. And speaking of dances, the 22nd waltz. Of November, Saturday the 22nd, is the Central Iowa Barn Dance. That's over on Sheldon. Free donation. Dances start about, 7:30, I guess.
And about 8 o'clock.
It's about 8? Okay.
It's 8 o'clock.
What's the address again, Rick?
Well, it's the Methodist Church annex there on Sheldon.
On Sheldon. Okay.
Right across the parking lot from where Hy-Vee used to be, if you're old enough to remember that.
Yep. Yeah.
And
near the Dunkin' Donuts, if you're young ones.
Yeah.
And my band's playing. So the Porch Stompers are playing that night.
And that's the Barn Owls play, you know, the majority of the times, and the Porch Stompers do. We're the house band, the Barn Owl band.
I don't know who is Lana teaching on the 22nd, or maybe Roger. Anyway, there'll be somebody to teach every dance, so you don't have to know anything when you come.
You don't even need to bring a partner.
No, you don't.
No, because people just say, would you dance, you know? And that's right.
That's
you got
right.
a partner.
I don't get too much of that.
And it's very simple stuff. You have to know your right foot from your left foot. That's about it.
Aaron O'Neill and Rick Exner. Thank you.
fiddler starts laughing again.
What a beautiful waltz that is. Always has been.
This has been a special edition of Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio 89.1, Story City, Ames and surrounding area. And our musical guests tonight have been Aaron O'Neill on fiddle, Rick Exner on guitar and harmonica. My co-host has been Marty Miller.
Yes, and my co-host here is Susan Franzen. Yes, and it's so nice to work with you.
And Pat Schlarbaum has been pinch hitter in here, helping with the pitch.
Yeah.
The pitches.
Yeah,
and our engineer for today has been doing a super job of keeping our microphones and our mixing hopefully just right for this wonderful music. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Brown. So we thank her. I just want to let everybody know who doesn't know that if you go to our website, khoifm.org, you can not only donate online, but you can hear this show and all of our past Local Talk shows just by going to our archive, Local Talk. And so we will be getting this ready to download with a picture of our musicians. That's another very special thing that our volunteers do. Our volunteer Ron Carson is the hero who makes that happen.